I've tried in this chapter and the previous one not to show my prejudices, to be as objective as possible about the different teaching methods. But I have to say that of all the teaching methods I've covered in the two chapters, this one is my favourite. We'll discuss in the next chapter a way of evaluating the different methods, but let me tell you why I was really interested in the agile design structure. First of all, it's a very high risk but very high gain activity for you to undertake. What are the main gains? Well, I think, first of all, this is the most likely method to develop the kinds of 21st century skills that our students will need. And secondly, where this kind of design has been used, it's led to eventually, not maybe in the first week or so, but eventually by the end of the course, very high levels of student engagement. Students really like the challenge of working this way. That's what I've found from those who've been using it anyway. And finally, it's to stimulating teaching. It's fun for the teacher as well as for the students. But it's very high risk. There's no textbook or guide for success on this. It could go horribly wrong, particularly if you're not very well prepared for it. You need to be really on top of your subject. You need to be able to respond to materials and approaches that the students bring to you. And initially, students themselves may have serious doubts. It's not appropriate for all kinds of students. So there are some conditions for success for this method of teaching. First of all, I think you need a relatively small class size, you know, less than 30 certainly. Unless you can do team teaching with another teacher, and maybe you could take a slightly larger class of, say, 30 to 40 students between two teachers. And there's a lot of to be said for, if you're experimenting with this, having two teachers to spread the risk. I would suggest, too, that you need what I would call experienced students, students who have some good prior knowledge in the field, maybe graduate students or lifelong learners. I think you certainly would benefit from instructional design support if you can get that, because they can help a great deal in making sure that core objectives are covered and that the materials and sources that you students will need are easily available. I think you need departmental support. I think you don't want to do this on your own. I think you need to have your head of department at least willing to back you. And if you can plug this into perhaps larger institutional objectives of preparing a 21st century workforce or something like that, and say, I want to try this, and you might even be able to get some extra resources to help you do it. But if, despite the risk, I think it would be well worth doing, because the outcomes could be exactly what's needed for student success in a digital world.